I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Courts have convicted the ousted leader of Myanmar's civilian government, Aung San Suu Kyi, for inciting dissent. The military took her into custody during the February coup. The UN has rejected the trial as a sham, calling it another attempt to stifle democracy. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
"The courts are not at all impartial. They really never have been. They are controlled by the Burma army. So the army, of course, wants any excuse whatsoever to imprison all of their opposition."
Meanwhile, military and police continue to attack civilians with impunity. Dennett says the violence has broken down old religious and ethnic quarrels, though, as people face a common enemy. Many Christians in Myanmar see this as an opportunity to share Jesus's love with their neighbors. And Teach Beyond is launching the Sparrow Project, aimed at equipping rural schools across Africa. Tamara Peters explains.
The Sparrow Project aims at servicing schools that we call Sparrow Schools, and this is especially in the developing world. These are schools that are unseen, under-resourced, schools that we walk by. There's thousands of them, but we just don't see them.
Specifically, the Sparrow Project will train and support the staff at Christian schools. The training will last 2 to 3 years. Peter says Africa has a lot of Christian schools, but some of them lack quality education with a Jesus-centered worldview. Teach Beyond wants Jesus to be the focus, not just on Sundays, but also on Monday through Saturday, too. Pray many schools will thrive across Africa as a result of the Sparrow Project. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.